The Bethel Deliverance app is now available to download for free at Apple Store and Google Play. You can tune into Sunday services through live stream, view video sermons on demand, listen to audio messages through podcasts, send prayer requests, communicate through social media, and you can contribute to the ministry simply by using today's technology. Get access to all of Bethel's media outlets and church events right at your fingertips. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download Bethel Deliverance to get connected today.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
So Jesus says, you better learn the language of this kingdom. And you search through the Bible, God never, never vindicates poverty, sickness, and disease. It is no longer our birthright. You are cheapening your residence in this kingdom by pulling in the attributes from that kingdom. This kingdom does not walk in sickness. We walk in health. You say, well, does that mean that I won't get sick? No, but it means you won't stay sick. Christians are either being healed or healed. And when you are in this kingdom, that's what you confess. I'm being healed. I'm being saved. I'm being sanctified. Because that kingdom is a progressive work. It's not for perfect people. The graveyard is for perfect people. But that kingdom is for people who realize there's a greater position. Now lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, and stop slumming. My. Tell your neighbor, get yourself together. Now, there's another thing about us. We love to dress up even when we don't have the money to support the dress. Our people wear mink coats to fights, diamonds and gold to public events, sometimes borrow the stuff. And if you're really, really classy, crafty, you will get the machine that puts the price tag back on after you wear it. Because what do we want to do? We want to portray the image that we're not broke. Why? So everybody will know I got some money. Well, that's what you have to do over here. You might come over here and not have everything you want, but you will understand you have everything you need. And out of your mouth will come nothing but thanksgiving for God giving you what you need. You might be driving in a used car, but that's not your final destination. God is teaching you character. He is teaching you to be thankful for your used car so that when he gives you your new car, you won't be arrogant. If you're sick in your body, the Lord is healing you. And every day you thank him for the healing. Stop talking about you want to die. Away with that hellish thought. You don't want to die. You want to live. And you're asking God, touch my back, touch my kidneys, touch my pancreas, touch my eye, touch my liver, touch my lung, because that kingdom is the kingdom of healing. All this foolishness, wanting to die. If God wanted you dead, you would have been dead. How many of you God wanted dead? Look at a couple of you raise your hand. My God. God, well, you ain't listening to me. How many of you, your parents didn't have more than one child, only had one child? Okay, your parents had one child. And how many of you, your parents didn't have any children? I did that in one church. Somebody raised their hand. I said, your parents didn't have no children. Listen to Jesus now. He says, the reason that I speak in parables is so those that are not of this kingdom don't learn those secrets. He just doesn't want to tell them no. So he teaches it in a way where they can't get it. It's like me and an Italian buddy that I have. When we want to talk about people, we talk in Italian. And we do that in stores sometimes when we're together. And we'll start talking about, you know, certain things. And the people can't understand what we're talking about. That's a lot of fun. And then he says, verse 13, if you don't understand this parable, then how will you understand any parable? Why is this one so important? Because this one opens the door to all the other parables. It helps you to understand the principal mission of the devil. It is not the devil's job to keep you down. It is his job to keep you from hearing the principles of this world. He knows that if he can keep you from hearing these principles, you'll stay down. Because you were already down when you were in his kingdom. And then what he'll do is have you look at everybody else. You ever notice how you can blame everybody else for the ineffectiveness in your life? The reason why my work is the way it is my supervisor's no good. And the people that I work with, they're no good. And the blame shifting comes because you've been kept down for so long that it's just inherent in you to keep other people down as well as yourself. But this kingdom doesn't allow you to keep yourself down. This kingdom says build yourself up on your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Spirit. When you come to this kingdom, there'll be no more feeling sorry for yourself. The same God that you rejoiced over when things went well, you rejoice over when things go poorly. Because you know he has not lost his power. And if he lets something negative happen, it's because there's a positive coming down the road. Negatives don't happen to us. Just what was going on in Joseph's mind when his brothers threw him in the pit? What was going on in Joseph's mind when his brothers took him out the pit and sold him to the Midianites? What was going on in Joseph's mind when he was purchased by Potiphar? What was going on in Joseph's mind when he was accused of rape and thrown in prison? What was going on in Joseph's mind when the baker forgot all about him? I'll tell you what was going on in God's mind. It wasn't necessary to know what was going on in Joseph's mind, just like it ain't important for me to know what's going on in your mind. For the light affliction that you're going through right now has nothing to do with Jeremiah 29. God said, I got a plan. I've got something going on. I'm working something out for you. But first, I've got to bring you down, because when I bring you up, you won't want to be a big shot. And the height that you're going is identified by the depth that you've fallen. Joseph fell in a pit because he was going to a palace. Lord, have mercy. Some of you are going through bad situations. When you learn how to rejoice, then you'll see that God has something greater. So I say, don't blame God. Don't go around moping. Rejoice. God's got something better. Get yourself together. Start dressing for success. Wash your face. Put your hands on your head. Pray for yourself. These light afflictions, which are but for a moment, are not worthy to be compared to the glory that's about to reveal. I got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Okay, that's enough. Now, understand, if you don't encourage yourself, then you'll be a victim every day. The Bible is full of passages that tell us that we are more than conquerors. Somebody ought to dance. And it ought to be somebody going through. When are we going to realize that when God reduces something, it's because he's setting you up for something better? We're afraid to let go of our safety net. Let me show you. Woo! Glory to God. Whoa, we're going to come back to Mark. Let's go to Luke real fast. Luke, the fifth chapter of Luke. Go to fifth chapter of Luke. See, what the enemy will do is he tries to keep you focused on the limitation, on this world. This world says there ain't no jobs out there. I don't know what I'm going to do. I've been trying. And that world is saying, listen, and process this properly. That world is saying, stop trying and start doing. God said, I have set before you an open door. It's not just salvational. If you are living beneath your financial privilege, if you are living beneath your health privilege, it's because you haven't gone through that door. And maybe even because you want it to be in a certain place. What you're doing is trying to get God to change that structure for you. He's trying to get you out. But you want him to change that structure. God, fix it so they give me more. Fix it so they do this. Fix it so I get the promotion here. And God is saying, no, that's the limit for there. You got to go. That's why he told, listen, Abraham was already rich. Abraham was already rich. Listen to God. Abraham was already rich. Abraham was. And God said, come on out of your land and go where I'm going to show you, and I'm going to give you more. He was already rich. But he needed him to leave. He could not make Moses the deliverer until he left Egypt. Lord, have mercy. Too many of us get stuck in a position, and we keep wanting God to make our position more comfortable, and God is saying, I need you to leave that position because you've maxed that position. It ain't nothing but fear causing you to hold on to what you got. You're afraid to let go. You don't have joy there anymore. You're no longer fulfilled. You're finding yourself struggling, and you're still holding on to it. You're going to force God to get you fired. That's what you're going to force him to do.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
08316P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Bethel Deliverance International Church is now live streaming. Tune in and experience live worship with us through the Bethel app, Facebook, and betheldeliverance.org. It's all happening Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Your worship experience is just one click away.